From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Afghan officials say two suicide bombings in the Kabul area Tuesday killed more than 30 people and wounded at least 80. Witnesses say the bombers targeted a convoy of officials leaving the offices of parliament. Top security officials and members of parliament are said to be among the victims. The Taliban claimed responsibility. In another incident, an explosion in Kandahar Tuesday killed at least 11 people and wounded 18. The provincial governor and the ambassador of the United Arab Emirates are among the victims. A measure that would increase sanctions on Russia for its alleged interference in the recent U.S. presidential election has been submitted to Congress by a bipartisan group of lawmakers. The Countering Russian Hostilities Act of 2017 would impose visa bans on some Russian individuals and freeze their assets. It would codify sanctions already imposed by President Barack Obama and would authorize $100 million to counter Russian propaganda. U.S. President Barack Obama will deliver what the White House describes as a forward-looking farewell address tonight to the American people. The speech will recap Mr. Obama's accomplishments over the past 8 years in office. The address will be delivered at 2 hours UTC in Chicago and be carried on our website, voanews.com. The Communist Party of China has approved a new set of rules that will place the party's 500,000 corruption investigators under stricter supervision. The regulations were passed Sunday at the end of the annual meeting of the Central Commission for Discipline Inspection. They are aimed at standardizing the probes. Some analysts say self-regulation may not be effective. This is VOA News. Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions, President-elect Donald Trump's choice for Attorney General, defended his civil rights record Tuesday, telling a congressional hearing he understands the history of voting rights for blacks in the United States. Sessions told the Senate Judiciary Committee that he would lead aggressive enforcement of U.S. voting laws. He said he opposed banning Muslims from entering the country. He also said he would enforce a 2015 law that outlaws waterboarding. Sessions said the bulk collection of Americans' phone records would violate the USA Freedom Act. Several protesters in a Capitol Hill hearing room at times shouted their opposition to Sessions' appointment. The next national security adviser, Michael Flynn, said Tuesday, adversaries around the world are presenting challenges to the U.S. at warp speed. He told a Washington event entitled Passing the Baton that prospects for taking over the job next week are daunting. Flynn, a retired Army lieutenant general, will succeed Susan Rice. Rice said the transition process is ongoing, but would not disclose details of much of the information, which she said was highly classified. New United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres laid out his vision Tuesday for retuning the organization's work from largely responding to conflicts to preventing them. Margaret Bashir reports.
Guterres took office on January 1st and has wasted no time in calling on nations to commit to a surge in diplomacy for peace. He has urged a new approach and focus on preventing conflicts that starts with addressing root causes of crises and includes reforming how the UN makes decisions.
Prevention must consistently be seen as a value in itself, and it is an essential means of reducing human suffering and enabling people to reach their full potential.
The United Nations is facing an abundance of conflicts around the globe, and the number of displaced persons is the highest it has been since World War II. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
Turkish authorities have rounded up dozens of Central Asians in connection with a New Year's attack at an Istanbul nightclub that killed 39 people. Turkish officials say they have identified an Uzbek national, Abdul Kadir Masharipov, as the prime suspect. He remains at large. Authorities are searching for him. While the Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the attack, the Turkish government believes that a larger group of jihadists from various Central Asian nations were involved in engineering it. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are mixed at this hour. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.